And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Lloyd. We have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is still on the travel home from that awesome Let's Talk Hookup fly down, fly back trip aboard the Royal Star, and we checked in with them yesterday. Sounds like those guys had a great time and a lot of fun. And, boy, do we have a great one for you today. Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing, yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, right here on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Discover the reliable Yamaha four-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-150 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha marine dealer.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Like we said, Pete Gray is still on the travel mode, coming home from that fly down, fly back trip aboard the Royal Star. So We'll look forward to hearing from him next weekend as far as a little more wrap-up on that. And speaking of next weekend, going to be a lot of fun with that live broadcast with the everybody from the Sport Fishing Association of California down in Mazatlan. Going to be fun. But speaking of fun, going to be a great show today. Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diegos here. And Ryan, really stoked to have you. I know, talk about a very busy schedule. You guys, that boat of yours to San Diego doesn't tie up very often, and I know it's not easy to get you off of there, so really stoked to have you on here for a couple hours today.
We tie up for about 10 hours a night.
Every night.
Every night, yeah. That's what we do. It's been another great spring. The Coronado Islands are loaded with yellowtail. I was thinking about it last night on my way home. I can't remember the last trip that we didn't at least see yellowtail. And see good amounts of yellowtail. You know, there's been some slow days where we haven't caught them all that well, but for the most part, we've done pretty darn good. They're around. It's been another great spring.
It's been crazy that there has just been, like you say, there hasn't been a time. I mean, we're going back to not just this season or this year, including the winter time. I mean, since the winter time of the year previous, there was you know, even the times when it should be slow or the, you know, the typical Coronado Islands, maybe you get lucky once every 2 weeks and you find a school that bites the yo-yo jigs. Like, it has been, you guys have been on the most consistent roll of catching yellowtail that I can ever remember that I don't think has ever happened before.
I think you're right, Rick. You know, we went offshore last year only because the yellowfin tuna were so close, but there was still a lot of yellowtail at the Coronado Islands when we were offshore. Then we came back to the Coronado Islands after the yellowfin tuna got slow, went right back into limit-style yellowtail fishing. This winter, we shut down for some boat work for a month. The new Seaforth started catching good yellowtail at La Jolla. It's the time is now. The good old days are right now.
We always have fun. Obviously, we get the report from Marcos every Saturday on what's going on at Seaforth, and he always fills us in what's going on in the San Diego. And he had the most fun with that. Like, you guys were running and catching limits up until the day you started for your boat work and maintenance type period. And then the day after you got back, you had like 100 yellowtail again.
Someone's looking out for us for sure. It's been a good run.
That's been a lot of fun. Well, tell us about the San Diego. I mean, you guys operate a very unique three-quarter day trip. I mean, unique that most people up and down the coast probably aren't familiar with and just do things that you would expect to find on a trip much longer.
We've taken from the long-range boats here in San Diego. We have a lot of friends that own them, work on them. We've taken a lot of tips from them as far as fish handling. You know, we put a RSW on the boat, so everything is in perfect condition when you get off the boat. Every fish gets spiked and bled. We put a rubber coating on our deck so they're nice. You know, the way sport fishing is going, in my eyes, is less quantity, better quality. So if a guy's going to come out and catch two or three 25-pound yellowtail, we want them to be perfect. And sashimi grade.
And that's what they are. I mean, the fish that come off of your boat, they, you know, it's easy to say, oh, they're in great shape. I mean, they are. They're perfect. There's no gunny sack. They're not sideways. They don't, you know, you don't pull out a horseshoe-looking fish at the end of the day. I mean, they're perfect.
Yeah, that's something that myself and the crew were very proud of, because it's a lot of work. You know, it makes your day tougher as a crew member, but it's worth it. When a family comes back to the boat and they say, hey, I gave my fish to my 75-year-old Japanese grandmother, and she said it was the best hamachi she's ever eaten in her life. It's well worth it.
That's rad.
So that's our approach on the San Diego. We do three-quarter day trips every day, weather dependent. Today the boat's at the dock due to weather. We leave the dock at 5:30. We come back around 5:30 in the evening, sometimes later, and we'll fish the Coronado Islands. If it's the best option, if some tuna show up close, we'll head offshore and fish yellowfin tuna. It's a good run. And if you haven't been on it, you should come out and see us.
It's a great time, and you've done a really good job assembling a really great group of people. You know, and it's one of the few things that when you're there, I mean, there's always a thing like, oh, man, my favorite guy to run the boat is always this guy. But, boy, it's just not the thing on the San Diego. I mean, when you step off the boat, you put a really good team in place, from the boys on the deck to the guys behind the wheel. I mean, that's a well-oiled machine that you guys have there.
Yeah, I saw real early in my career that crew is everything. It's the most important part of the boat, you know. The boat being seaworthy and safe and clean is very important. But the crew runs the boat. That, right. There's no doubt about that. So we try to be real selective with who we hire. And the guy right now probably have the best crew I've ever had in my entire life. They're great. Taro and Matt and all the guys are excellent.
That's cool. Well, it's certainly a fun boat, and you guys create a very fun atmosphere, too. It's high energy, and the guys want to be there. You know, you can tell for sure you don't have people on the boat that are collecting a paycheck. I mean, they are for sure more excited than the passengers are catching a yellowtail, and that's saying something.
Yeah. You should bring your sense of humor for sure if you're going to come out. The guys are great, and I can't say enough about the Coronado Islands and how they've been. It's the amount of yellowtail there is amazing. So come out and see us.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and certainly it was a lot of fun watching things last year with how good the tuna fishing was. And, you know, obviously we're certainly excited about the prospects of that coming again. But, you know, like you said, your run is unique that when that tuna is around, you give a lot of people an option that either, one, don't have the time or the, you know, the cost to go on an extended overnight, day and a half, 3-day, 5-day trip. I mean, you've provided some pretty incredible tuna fishing for guys in a shorter range that, like I said, don't have the time or the money to go longer.
Yeah, if it's within 50 miles of San Diego, we're going to do our best to get on it. And, you know, there's a lot of people who just can't get away for 2 or 3 days, like you said. A lot of people come on our boat on our offshore trip, and they catch the very first tuna of their life. And that's what that trip is. It's introduction to offshore fishing.
Okay.
A lot of people have only fished around the coast for calico bass, barracuda, yellowtail, and they want to give the offshore thing a try. And so that offshore 5:30 trip, it's a good option.
And you guys treat it every bit the same that it would be on a day and a half. I mean, both with, you know, ability to fish in, you get good time to make your catch, and, you know, very skilled guys looking for fish and all the modern equipment to do so.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. We've had some good days out there in the last few years, especially last year. There was, you know, several days where it was one-stop shopping out there, one drift, go home.
We were joking about that on the radio here on Let's Talk Cook Up a couple weeks ago, talking about how good the season was last year and how amazing that three-quarter day fishing was, and it became a thing. Like, I remember for sure if there was a tuna that got caught on a three-quarter day, it was a really big deal. Like, it didn't matter that everybody didn't get one. It was, oh, my God, we caught 6 tuna on a three-quarter day trip, and it was a high five. Your fishing was so good last year that when you didn't have 100, it was, okay, well, they got them, but it wasn't as good as it had been.
Easy to get spoiled, that's for sure. Very easy to get spoiled. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah.
I've heard some reports of some yellowfin tuna 100 miles already, so we'll see what happens. It could very well happen again.
Now, how do you see the thing shaping up? I mean, obviously the fishing is so good that you've had it, we would have to assume. But, I mean, do you like the way that you see the conditions right now as far as the Coronado Islands via the conditions that you see and moving forward?
I do. To me, it looks very similar to last year. You know, I look at my machinery on the boat, and I don't see a crazy thermocline down 100 feet or 60 feet. The water on the surface appears to be the same as the water on the bottom. We'll have a little storm roll through, and we'll go out the very next day, and the water has maybe dropped a half a degree, which is weird. I can remember 5-6 years ago, we'd have a storm come through, and we'd go out there, and the water would have dropped 7 degrees, and it'd be brown, and that just hasn't been happening. You talk to the divers that are on the bottom, the urchin divers and stuff, they say that the water on the bottom is very close to the same temperature as the water on the surface, which is rare.
That's cool.
Really rare, yeah.
And certainly seems like there's plenty of feed around of all kinds. There's, you know, the
red
presence
crab,
of bait is everywhere.
Red crab, anchovies, yes. There's a lot of feed around.
The setup is just right.
It is.
We'll take it. And it shows with how good this, I mean, you want to call it spring or winter, whatever you call it. I mean, the seasons just kind of run together on the San Diego because you guys have had crazy scores through every one of them so far. So.
Yeah, we can be busy any time of the year.
we'll take it.
Christmas break, you know, we can be busy if there's yellowtail biting.
That sounds great. Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show today. So much information with Ryan Bostrom, boy, with the offshore fishing, how good it's been, the Coronado Islands, surface iron fishing, all that great stuff. And we're really looking forward to talking a lot of it today. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Going to be a great show and a very busy one, and we would love to have you be a part of it. If you want to get through, ask a question to Captain Ryan. There's two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877 877- 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to get a chance to talk to the man, Captain Ryan Boston, and get your questions answered, we've also got a couple of really great prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to win a three-quarter day trip to go fishing with Ryan aboard the San Diego and get in on that great fish we've been talking about, whether it be the great yellowtail fishing of the Coronado Islands, hopefully that summer offshore tuna that goes. Two lucky callers are each going to get their chance of going on that great trip, and we really appreciate that, Ryan. Very, very generous of you, and I know the guys are excited to get a chance to go. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid, but keep trying. We're going to get you through there. One more time, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 2nd, Pete Gregg will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Kent Franke, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from the El Cid Hotel and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, May 2nd, a very special live broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org. For more information,
your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. And Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide. And the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads, and they catch a lot of rooster fish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies. And they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado. And they like the program down there. It's very relaxing. And people feel like the ranch is their home. It's certainly the getaway, or their secret spot, I guess, would be a better description. And the number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, I want to remind you a very exciting event coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Get ready for our San Diego Ford live remote broadcast starting at Encinitas Ford. It's at the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. It's going to be this Saturday, May 16th from 7 to 9 a.m. It's our first of our Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealers Casting Contest and your first opportunity to qualify for that big grand prize, which this year is a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip airfare from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines, 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 full days of offshore fishing, and all of your fish processing, everything included. It's a completely free day for you to enter for that awesome trip. You can also win a trip aboard the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We've got Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim gift cards, an AFCO clothing package. Whether you make a cast or not, you'll have a chance to win all the grand prizes. The winner of the casting contest is going to have a shot at winning, as well as a random winner drawn from everybody in attendance at the event. The trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines, all those other 8 grand prizes. It's going to be a very, very fun day. The prize cowboy, Gary's going to be there with tons of great giveaways for free just for showing up. Again, it's the San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote. First one starting at Encinitas Ford, Saturday, May 16th from 7 to 9 a.m. Come by and have a chance to go to Alaska for free, courtesy of the Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters. And Ryan, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. I know everybody wants to talk to you here. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's got us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick, Captain Ryan. How you guys doing today?
Morning, Don.
Great.
Hey, my question for you is... have never really set myself up with a surface iron rig. And I'll say up front, I'm a little older than your average fisherman, but I still would like to get out there and be able to throw an iron. So would like to get your recommendation for, a starting rig.
Yeah. People these days kind of get carried away with the length of their rods, I think, when they're first starting out. They see these very experienced anglers using a 10-foot rod, and it's certainly not necessary. I would start with a 8.5 or a 9-foot rod, and just start slow. Go down to the bay, practice casting. That's one of the biggest things we see on the San Diego is the different skill levels of fishermen.
Sure.
And we see beginners try to fish like the guys that fish 5 days a week, which it's great to aspire to be like that, but you need to take baby steps. Start with the 8.5 or a 9-foot rod. It's going to be way more comfortable for you. You're going to be able to cast it all day long. And if you decide you want to go to a 9 or a 10-foot rod after mastering, the mechanics of the cast, then you can do it at that point. But I would start with the 8.5 or a 9-foot fiberglass jig rod.
And fiberglass rod just being a little more forgiving than one that's got more graphite in it?
More forgiving, and to me, a graphite rod just loads and unloads too fast. You know, it doesn't load up and then uncoil and let you fire the jig out there.
The graphite kind of snaps forward.
Snappy, yes.
Has a tendency to line drive the jig.
Exactly, yeah. There are some people that love fiberglass. But to start out, to learn the proper mechanics of a cast, I would start with fiberglass.
And you can get a CalStar 6480 or a 90J, somewhere in between there, for not too much money. That's the beauty of it is some of the best casting rods are all fiberglass because you get that nice slow, or when you make a cast, you've got more of the rod loading, and then it's shooting the jig forward. And the beauty of that is it's a lesser expensive material, so the rod's not going to cost you a ton. And
right. I can remember fishing at La Jolla when I was a young kid, and everybody threw the jig with an 8-foot rod. That's
what you did.
It's what it was. A jig stick was 8 feet long, a 6.78 or a 6.480, and it was fine, especially the style of yellowtail fishing we're doing now, like I was telling you before we went on the air. We're not sitting on the anchor trying to catch 7 fish that are swimming by the boat, docile and not eating chum. We're stopping on sonar schools, blowing them up with a bunch of chum. They're already fired up. You don't need a perfect jig, a perfect rod. You just need a rod you can cast all day and not get tired.
You need to get in the area, and when the opportunity presents itself, you need to take advantage of it rather than trying to make a cast that's so far that you get a backlash and then you miss your window of opportunity.
Exactly.
You know, Don, go ahead.
How about matching that up with one of the new toriums? Would that work?
Literally took the words out of my mouth, Donna. I think for a starter outfit right now, fishing the jig, I think that is probably the best reel that's, for the price, for everything, you know, all things combined, probably the best reel that's been made in who knows how long. For having the two things that one wants, which is very good free spool, and what it has always been in the past is you had to sacrifice something. Usually the reels that had the crazy good amounts of free spool lacked in the amount of torque or power that the reel had, and then the reels that had the high power didn't usually free spool as well. And so that torium, and then the one third thing to that is that the reels that did offer both of those were not easy to afford. You know, there is no question, at least in my mind, the best jig casting reel that's on the planet is a Trinidad 20A. But that's not in the budget for every person. And it's the best thing out there. Well, that torium is going to offer you very good free spool and very similar power at a reel that a lot of us can, you know, that maybe is a little bit easier on the pocketbook.
Sure. Would you recommend the 20 over the 16?
I would. You need the spool size of the 20 for sure. And okay, mainly for when you get at the end of your cast, your spool diameter is still big enough where you can effectively work the lure back to the boat.
And what about line size? What's the right size line that a guy should be fishing surface iron with, Ryan?
I would start with 30 or 40 pound. 40 pound probably. 30 pound can be a little less manageable if you're going to fish smaller lures, you know, which a lot of guys don't anymore. The days of fishing a Taddy AA have kind of gone away. Most people are fishing 7Xs, Taddy 45, stuff like that. 40 pound, just straight 40 pound mono.
And you've got, you know, there's a thing too, you know, you said that the days of the, you know, finessing the seven fish aren't around. Well, also the days of being able to just take as much time as you ever wanted to land a fish don't exist either.
Absolutely.
You've got the other X factor of having sea lions. And
yep.
Sea lions have changed the way we fish for sure. And we've adapted and, you know, get yourself an 8.5 or a 9 foot jig stick. A Torium 20, spool it up with 40 pound, and you're ready to go.
Good to go. You ready, Don?
I'm ready, guys.
Hey,
thanks.
Right on. Appreciate
thanks,
the
Don.
Phone call very much. Great question, and I hope I wish you the best of luck. I will say that for sure. You said when a guy is starting out, he's watching some of the experts. A boat like yours, without question, if a guy is wanting to learn the surface iron game, it's undeniable that that's a great place to go. Just to pick the brains not only of the crew that's on board your boat, which I know is extremely proficient at surface iron fishing, but also some of the other passengers. And not that it's, you know, not that you're going to just ask every guy that's riding the boat for a full seminar, but if you wanted to just mirror, you know, some fantastic regular fishermen that you have, I mean, that's a really good place to do it is aboard the San Diego.
Yeah, and the three-quarter day boats in general, you know, all three of them,
yes,
of the main three-quarter day boats, Malahini, Mission Bell, San Diego, I kind of think of it as this. It's pretty cool it would be really cool if a guy could go to a golf course and play in the same foursome as Tiger Woods.
Right.
Because I don't want it to sound cocky or anything, but that's really the level that some of these guys are at. You know, they're excellent, excellent fishermen.
And there's no better way to step your game up than just that, or just, you know, on the way home, you know, on the way home from a trip, this guy who might be the very best jig fisherman out there in all of Southern California that happens to ride the boat that day, you can buy him a beer and ask him what he thinks about picking this lure or what do you think about that rod. And, I mean, it's the ultimate spot to do it. And
yeah, our Friday cook, Art Oyama, is phenomenal jig fisherman. Our full-time cook, Chris Thomas, is a phenomenal jig fisherman. And you have a two-hour ride down and a two-hour ride home to pick their brains.
Yeah.
And you know, our some of our regular passengers. You got Danny Wade on the Malahini, who's, you know, a surface iron guru in San Diego. There's some opportunity to learn from some really good fishermen on these three-quarter day boats.
Don, I hope you have a great trip, and again, appreciate the phone call very much. A spot where you don't need to have a perfect cast, because there's always fish biting down there, is at Rancho Leonero. We got Gary on the line this morning with our report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing? I've been away. It's good to be back.
Gary, it's good to hear from you. Everything's going great up here. Some good weather, good local fishing going on. We got a little wind and rain here this weekend, so we're laying low, wanting to hear about a nice warm spot like Rancho Leonero.
Well, you got it down here. I can tell you the weather's perfect as usual this time of year. Looks like the fishing season has begun in earnest. A lot of boats going out every day now. The weather's stabilized into normal summer conditions, you know, the warm days and calm seas, pretty good fishing conditions. The fishing's been a little tepid by our standards, you know. When I left for Africa, it was wide open marlin fishing, and then, you know, multiples on the boat per day, but now we're down to just the normal, you know, ones and twos. But now we're expecting it to break loose any time. But there's plenty else, plenty other things going on, so it's not all gloom and doom. We're getting really good bait, caballitos, max, green max, good quality sardines. The only thing is you've got to run down to Los Frailes. But as you know, we get the boats out real early at Leonero, so the trick is to get an early start, get down there, get some bait, and then you've got plenty of options. The marlin bite is basically straight out front of Leonero and off La Rivera on the bank at La Rivera. The boats have been picking off ones and twos, a good mix between lures and bait. Mixed in there, there have been some good Dorada in the around about 40-pound class. One boat got two this week, which was really nice. There have been other Dorada, slightly smaller, but nothing to get anyone excited. Other anglers spent their days catching Pompano of Punta Colorado, Cabrilla, and Parga on all the spots from La Rivera to the lighthouse. It was really important to get the sardinas for this, give you plenty of options on the bottom. Other species this week were really good Sierra. There were some fish up to about 10 pounds. Rooster fish were plentiful. A lot of smaller fish in the 10 to 20-pound class. But a few big boys, you know, if you put in your time and drag those caballitos around all the likely spots, here at the marina was a pretty good place. Punta Colorado produced a few whoppers. And then, of course, the lighthouse. The fishermen on the beach, the fly fishermen did pretty good this week as well. Released a lot of ladyfish and small roosters. They did remark, however, on a lot of big roosters they saw, but were kind of shy on taking the lures, you know. But so there's plenty to do and lots of good fishing, but not as wide open in the marlin department as it was before I left for Africa.
Gotcha.
And that's
okay.
About it, guys.
Well, certainly sounds like some good fishing still to be had, Gary, and I know the beauty of these kind of early season conditions that we're seeing everywhere, and I know we're having them up here kind of an earlier start than normal, and the same thing is existing down there, and some very good opportunities if a guy wants to go down and get some of this late April, May, June, these kind of earlier times. There's been some very good fishing to be had.
Yeah, there's excellent fishing right now. I mean, there's even been a few wahoo around, but not enough for me to talk about as being something to target. But, you know, if you're spending a week here, you know, it's or 3 or 4 days here, it's worth doing a bit of everything.
That's awesome. Well, if somebody wants to get in on that action, Gary, how do we find you at Rancho Leonero?
Well, the best thing to do is, you know, check out our website. There's a webcam on our website. Everything, all the information is at www.rancholeonero.com or phone the office, 800-646-2252.
Awesome. Great info, Gary. Appreciate a great report. We'll look forward to talking to either yourself or John next week.
Excellent, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. It's great to hear from you. Welcome back. I hope you had a great trip.
We did. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Hey, phone lines are absolutely packed up. We're going to jump right back into the phones, talk to John, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, yeah, Ryan, I know that obviously your forte are the three-quarter day runs, but if a guy want to get a group together to do an overnight or if the conditions warranted it, is your boat set up to do that? Do you have bunks on that boat?
No, we do not have bunks, John. We are strictly a day boat where we leave in the morning and come back that same day.
That being said, though, John brings up a good point about getting a group together. I know San Diego is the open party three-quarter day boat out of Seaforth. If a guy did have a group together and wanted to do the charter thing, does the boat do private charters as well?
Absolutely, yes. We're available for private charter. Best thing to do is pick a day, contact either myself through our website or contact Marcos at the landing or Mark at the landing, and we could set up a private charter for you and your buddies.
There you go. John, that answers your questions for you?
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thank you for that. How about next up, we talk to Bob, who's calling us from La Habra this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I was sitting here listening to your program talking about the yellowtail.
Yeah.
Well, you know Frank? Remember Frank Lay?
Of course. Frank from Long Beach. You kidding me?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm his brother-in-law. And I can remember going to Coronado Islands with his dad back in the late 50s. In early 60s.
Sure.
And if you didn't catch they were catching 5,000 plus a day at the islands. And they used to have the Yellowtail Derby down there.
Those are
Remember
good
that?
Days.
Yeah,
that's a little before my time, I'm sorry.
Well, they used to have a derby in the biggest. They had three fish-ups fish offs a year.
Sure, yeah.
And they had top fish for each one of those fish offs. And they would get a new car, a new Ford pickup.
Yeah.
And all the good things. And I just wonder why they, if it's that good this year and last year, why don't San Diego have that again?
You know, Bob, there's actually a guy, John Campbell, that kind of tried to bring the glory of the Yellowtail Derby back and has been running basically the same event. I mean, there's not probably quite the same participation as back in the 60s and 70s as there was, but it's a very cool tournament, and it's it's a 1 month long derby. And I know that if you went to Yellowtail Derby, did a Google search for Yellowtail Derby, I'm sure you could find it. But he puts a really cool event together that's just for sport boats or private boats or everything. That is just that. It's a month long derby with the biggest fish taking a big prize and a lot of fun there. And you know, the other thing too, Bob, is in the springtime there used to be a lot. You talked about the giant number of fishing back in those days. There used to be a lot more boats that fished the Coronado Islands. You know, Ryan, you said it best that there's three main three-quarter day boats, and that's, you know, with the exception of maybe an overnight boat or two, you don't see a lot of other boats fishing down there these days.
You don't see the big, you know, the big fleet like right. The old timers talk about. Don Sansom will come out with us and he'll tell me stories.
It really back memories this morning because I don't fish anymore.
Yeah, he'll tell me stories of three rows of sport boats anchored up at North Island.
Right.
You know, guys sitting anywhere from 20 fathoms all the way out to 50 fathoms and everyone getting their shots on yellowtail.
And in the days, you know, that was kind of how overnight fishing was done. You fished, at the all of the overnight boats fished the Coronado Islands until it was offshore tuna time, and then they left and went and started doing those kind of similar to what the San Diego does now, where you fish yellowtail while that's the best option, and then when tuna goes, they go offshore. But
right.
You know, if you took all the three-quarter day boats that fish every day, plus put all the one-day boats there, obviously there'd be a whole lot more counts. But I can assure you, Bob, that the fishing right now is as good as it has ever been.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bob, appreciate the phone call very much. Good luck when you do make it out there, and hopefully you get a chance to get in that derby and catch a couple of big ones. How about next up we talk to Roy, calling us from San Diego. Roy, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi, Roy.
Good morning, Roy.
Hey, Ryan, I know a lot of the yo-yo fish you guys have been catching on the yo-yo iron. Has it mainly been just reaction, or does color really make a difference when you're doing something like that?
It seems like some days that color does matter, you know, but it's pretty rare, to be honest with you. What we tell people on the San Diego is stick with the basic saltwater colors, your scrambled eggs, your blue and whites, you know, your mint and whites, your Dorado colors. Occasionally, we'll have a day where we have 50 people rigged up with a yo-yo lure, and 85% of our fish are coming on one of those colors, either a scrambled egg or a blue and white, on those days, I feel, okay, there's something to this. A lot of times what happens is our first stop, we might catch 10 and 5 of them, or let's say 8 of them were caught on a blue and white. Well, now the whole boat switches over to blue and white. Now everyone thinks blue and white's their color. Well, it's all we're fishing. So I tell people, just don't get crazy with a color.
Right.
You know, don't drop down fluorescent pink or, you know, although that would probably work at times. With the yo-yo bite, it's more of just getting it down there, you know.
Okay.
Getting it down there, getting it in front of them, and making them react to it. It goes in front of their face, their buddy starts chasing it, and they can't handle it, they chase it too.
Right.
So
I know Matt Brawla, who works with you every day on the deck of the boat, told me a story that I had a chuckle off. He said, I'm done telling people what lures are not going to work. Like, you know, when, like you said, your odds are always best to just play the safe card. A 6X Junior, full-size 6X, scrambled egg, blue and white, you know that's going to work every time.
There is probably not a lure that has caught more fish on the Baja coast than a blue and white 6X Junior
right.
Over the history of time. Yeah, it's a good one.
I always chuckle when he said that you'd see something very funky, a chrome prism-taped pink knife jig, when he said, you know, you probably shouldn't fish that one. I think I would just, you know, go tradish, fish a 6X Junior, you know it's going to be good. And he said, of course, that guy would have 7. You know, like, so it was just, he said, I'm done saying what's going to not work. But you know that if you're playing the safe card, you're not going to be out of the game.
You're not out of the game.
If you have a blue and white 6X Junior, you're never going to be out of the game.
Absolutely.
The hot color may seem like Dorado, but you're always in there.
Yes.
Roy, does that answer your question for you?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the coast. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
All right, it's time for our 60-second Power Pro seminar. And your next trip, be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. You know, one line we've been talking about a lot is that Power Pro Super 8 Slick, an excellent casting line. If you're not familiar with the Super Slick and you fished the standard Power Pro before, you're going to get the same strength, that same very strong, excellent kelp-cutting properties that a traditional Power Pro has, but in a very smooth line. There's more carriers to the line. It keeps it very round and very slick going through your fingers. And you sometimes, when fly lining a bait, when you feel your line's kind of wanting to grab and not come off the reel as smooth, Super Slick 8 really eliminates that and allows for that line to just flow off the reel very easily, silent going through the guides. It's an excellent choice for your next fishing trip. If you haven't used it already, check it out. Power Pro Super 8 Slick. You can get it at your local tackle store, or for more information, you can always check out powerpro.com.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on, or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy to use tablet style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Before we jump into the phones, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, they have Mexican and California licenses, they offer trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out DanaLanding.com for more information. And let's start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you, Rick? How's it going, Ryan?
Doing great, good Woolley. Morning.
Good morning. Good. Hey, just a quick rundown, you know, for us up here. Pretty much the bottom fishing's been, you know, what's been getting the boat off the dock for us this week. It remains pretty dang steady for us. Some good mixed bag of that stuff, some reds, grouper, flag rockfish, some sculpin in the mix like that for our three-quarter day anglers. We saw the water take a little bit of a dip in the temp this week, too. You know, 60 to 61 is what we've been fishing pretty much all this week. So on the inside along the kelp edges and on the hard bottom, you know, with that being said, the calico bass fishing still remain pretty steady for, you know, where we're at on the calendar, too. So that didn't seem to be too affected from the water temp. We've got a nice load of sardine, like 4 to 6 inch sardines for our live bait this week, too. So that's helped out as well. So I'd imagine with some of the warmer temps that are in the forecast this week, you know, we'll see things continue and maybe even click up a little bit as well. So I'd call it just a standard week for where we're at, you know, in April. So not super good, but good enough that, you know, we're catching fish for our passengers. So
certainly,
can't complain at all.
Yeah, certainly some good fishing to be had, and you know, prospects of another nice week of weather coming forward here. Once we get through this little system, should be good. And I know that, like you said, there was some good calico bass fishing previous to that, so we get some nice consistent conditions and the right bait and a little current, we'll be right back to having that good bass fishing, Willie.
That's it. That's exactly what we're hoping, Rick. So yeah, we've got today we've got room on our afternoon half day on the Sun Fun. Remember, that's where kids fish free with a paid adult. So if you're looking for something to do, you want to get out on the water with one of your kids or a couple of your kids today, give the landing a call. You can do that by calling 949-496-5794. And if you want to save a little bit of money on a local trip, remember, you can link us right on our banner ad there on the Let's Talk Hookup website, and that'll take you right over, and you can make reservations from there. Or you can just check us out at danawharf.com.
Right on, Willie. Great report. Sure appreciate that, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys, have a good show. Thanks.
Brian, appreciate it very much. Well, again, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, I'm sure he's going to be hitting the surf zone soon. But in the meantime, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, again, sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Come see the full line of Louisville ladders at Job Site Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check out JobSiteSupplyCo.com for more details. Phones are packed. We're going to jump right back into them. This time, talking to Jeffrey, calling us from Rosarito. Good morning, Jeffrey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Captain Ryan.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
I have a question for you about the tuna embargo and what we can do if, in fact, they are dolphin safe, as I believe Pete said it was a few weeks ago. I see it as kind of a lever against the fishermen for all the requirements on the visas to come down here. When on a cruise ship, you don't have to have a visa unless you were off the boat for more than 24 hours in port. And they have a lot of people, as you know, down here fishing. And as Art Taylor said yesterday, they have tours going to islands but with permits. And they do what they can, the government, to try and control the life, wildlife, and all that.
So certainly sounds like, you know, I think maybe question about tuna regulations you were kind of getting to there, Jeffrey?
No, the basic problem is there's an embargo for over 25 years, approximately, on the tuna. And we have fish coming in from other parts of the world, but the tuna down here below the border are not allowed to be sold in the U.S.
Yeah, that is true. If you cannot send canned tuna north of the border if you're a Mexican tuna seiner.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, and then Jeffrey brought up a point, too, you know, maybe a slightly off the topic, but kind of a good call, and that was of the visas and the FMM process. And that was something that, you know, earlier in the year was, you know, very questionable. Okay, how's this going to be? Is this going to be an issue? But it seems like the process for you guys has not only been streamlined, but is now it's a non-factor.
It's a non-factor. The guys at the landings have it down.
So down.
They have it down. We're off the dock on time, and, you know, they have an ID scanner there. You hand them your ID. They take all the information. They email it down to Ensenada. It's a $25 fee. Which, you know, if you look at what a Mexican family would have to pay to go to Disneyland for the day, it's very reasonable. So it has not been a problem at all.
So if somebody's from, you know, not from San Diego, maybe coming down from L.A. to come join you fishing with you this year, heard about the FMM thing but not sure what they need to bring, what does one need to have with them before they go fishing on the San Diego?
A passport would be the best.
Okay.
If you do not have a passport, bring a valid ID, a California driver's license, a driver's license from whatever state you live in. And that's all you need.
That's it.
That's
and
it.
And the guy, and like you said, the guys in the office, and hats off to the guys in your office because they put a lot of people out the door really fast. I've watched the process happen. They're just as fast as they were when there wasn't an FMM process.
They're on it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. John and his boys up there, they're always looking for ways to get better.
Yeah.
Always. And when this FMM thing came up, he was the first one to go out and buy an ID scanner. His son Jeff is up there now doing a phenomenal job. They're a big, big, big part of our operation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Jeffrey, I hope everything works out for you and appreciate the call very much. Hey, we're going to continue on with our catch report. We got Al Clower is going to be joining us. Al, good morning. What's going on out there?
Good morning, Rick and Ryan. Hey, can you hear me okay?
Morning,
Al. Loud and clear.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm on my boat in the bay on a wide open spot of bay bass with Josh and his kids today. You know, I've been blessed with a bunch of trips this week.
Nice.
Four island trips, you know, and you got the Yellowtail Master in there with you today, Rick.
No doubt about it. Nobody better.
You know, last Sunday, those big fish were down at the beach on those bird schools, man, and it was phenomenal. There was acres of yellowtail down there, and they're all the big grades, from 22 to like 31 pounds. And, you know, we figured something out a little bit, you know, because they weren't biting very good. And so I tied on a heavy iron, and we started throwing the heavy iron. And winded it super, super fast, and they were really reacting to that. And we're actually hanging one, putting the rod holder, and hanging another one, like piggybacking them to get them, you know.
That's cool.
And then that weather came through, and it kind of shut it down a little bit, as you guys know. And we're plucking off a few. And then day before yesterday, it really went off on the smaller grade on the lee side of South Island. And then I was back out again yesterday in that. In that wind and stuff, and they bit again yesterday. We had limits again yesterday, all on that slow-troll sardine and bait. And then the bay fishing, I just been pretty much targeting the spotted bay bass with the kids and the families like we're doing right now. We're up to about, I don't know, 10 fish right now already. And then the bonefish are really biting good on the shrimp in the back. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Going to do a little hop out here for the bass and then go run back and jack up the bonefish as well. So.
Right on. Anyway, Al, it sounds like there's certainly
some... And next week, like you said, that weather's going to come back up and those fish are really going to react to it, I hope, outside. So.
Well, we're waiting for it.
And good weather ahead and time to go fishing.
That's it, Al. Somebody wants to come join you. How do we do it?
619-800-FISH. CaptainClowers.com or pull me off a Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, Al. Great job. Sounds like you had some awesome fishing this week. We really appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's going on out there, and I hope you continue to get them this week here, Al. Appreciate the phone call.
All right, you guys.
All right, Al. Thanks a lot for that. All right, next up, Tom calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Tom?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good. I want to say the first three-quarter day I took, I kind of did it backwards. I went out on a two-day, and then I started going out on a three-quarter day. So, but the first three-quarter day trip I ever took on, if I may use the term, Booger's Boat.
Absolutely.
Was down to the Coronados where a guy next to me catches a 30-pound yellowtail yo-yo, and I was a little late in getting down. The bite stopped. On the way back, there were a couple boils of yellowtail we stopped at. One guy comes up, and he was obviously a salty guy that rode the boat a fair amount as a client, whatever passenger, grabs a rod off the rack. I'm just sitting there in kind of an awe, casts right out into the middle of a boil about 100 yards out. Nothing hits, reels it back, and he says, nothing going on. He goes back down. So that was my first experience seeing somebody throwing a surface rod on your boat.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I just want to, could you review a little bit more? I know you're saying an 8.5, 9 foot stick is fine. A little bit more about when you're throwing the rod, and I practice some casting, but what you think is the best approach generally as far as casting it, and do you play with it back in, or you just retrieve it and throw it out again?
I just cast and retrieve. That's it. It's covering water. It's putting it in front of as many fish as possible and trying to get one to commit. And I cannot stress the importance of practicing. That's what it is. It's a feeling. It's a feeling of the rod loading and unloading. And, you know, if you have the opportunity to go down to the bay and make 100 casts after work or something, you're going to be so much better served when you do get on the boat and the fish are boiling right in front of you. That's the true sign of how well a guy can cast. A lot of people can cast when there's no fish around.
Yeah, you're downwind and all the conditions are perfect.
Exactly. A lot of people can make the long hero cast downwind. But when you're standing on the bow or you're standing behind the bait tank and the fish start erupting and going crazy and your adrenaline starts going, who can make a good cast at that point usually separates people.
And, you know, the one thing that you said that was very, very clear is the rod loading. I'd say the one thing that I see a lot is people see somebody, an experienced guy, making that bomber of a cast, and they think, well, I just got to throw it that much harder. It's a lot less about how hard you're trying to throw and letting that rod work as much as it can, you know, making the lure bend the rod as much as possible, and then letting all that bend come forward and push your jig off.
Absolutely. It's letting the rod do the work, and it's the mechanics of the cast, and it starts with how you're standing. A lot of people don't even think about their footwork in a cast. It's how your feet are positioned are important. And then when you've done it for a while, then you'll start to select rods that match kind of your body type. You know, are you a long, lanky guy? You know, you'd probably want to use a long, lanky rod. Are you a smaller, stockier guy? Then you might want to go with a shorter, beefier rod at that point. It you can get really advanced about it as you move on.
And, you know, all the things, too, Tom, add up to it. The, you know, how you stack your line back on the reel is crazy important that, you know, maybe you got the buck fever and you fire your first cast out there and you don't get a bite, and well, you're so excited that all your line is now piled up on one side because you weren't in the rhythm of thinking about what you're doing. And if you get your line a little bit piled up or maybe not wound on nice and straight or nice and tight, then the next cast that you make, your line's not coming off the reel nearly as smooth. So there's so many little steps to it, but it all just comes with turns of the handle. You know, the more that you're doing it, the better you're going to get. And, you know, and like Ryan said, what better way to do it than, you know, you could practice every day. You can take off of work and go down to the bay. And, I mean, there's no limit to the amount of times that you can do that. So,
amen. Well, hey, I appreciate that. I'll try to remember to get down and practice a little more. Is the for the surface iron, a Salix 7X, is that probably the go-to one? Or can you throw a couple others in there?
Yeah, 7Xs are great. Like I was talking earlier, our style of fishing now it's not like it was when the guys were fishing the Coronado Islands in the 80s, where they were on the anchor and they were trying to get a docile fish to bite a perfect lure. Nowadays, I would say castability is more important in the lure than actually swimming. Don't get me wrong, you're still going to have your magic lures that just get bit better than anything else, but you want something that you can cast really well.
There you go. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's head on to a spot that I know that Tom likes and a whole lot of us, and that's all the way up to Mammoth. We got our man, Bart Hall, is online. And Bart, you promised us a catch report, and I want to hear, man, was it biting?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a pretty good opener.
All right.
You guys are making me excited about getting back down in the saltwater. But I'll tell you, it was a great opening day. I had dinner last night. Jenny and I did with Pat and Linda McDonald. And Pat was pointing out that this is the first time in 25 years that the upper basin lakes are available for opening day fishing. And he went out on Mary, and he caught three nice fish in about 20 minutes. And Mike Stevens was down on Mamie, and it was just wide open. They got limpets in less than an hour, I think. I was up at Convict casting cast masters into the wind and getting the limit in a very short amount of time. So it's pretty wide open here. Down at Crowley, they've got probably, like, some people are estimating 1.5 million half fish in that lake.
Wow.
Because of all the things that have happened over the last year and a half and dumping fish from hatcheries and whatever. And it wasn't very good from shore, but a lot of the boats came in, did really well. And, of course, we give away, you know, the memorial trophy named after my dad there for the largest fish. And the biggest one came in was 10-2. But we give away three kids prizes, too. And we had three kids that had a fish of four pounds, 4-2, and 5. And so from everybody that I've talked to around, it was just a phenomenal opening day. It was pretty, it was up here at Mammoth and even down at the Convict. It was snowing and pretty cold and blowing a lot on the lake out of Crowley. But fishing's been great and everybody's catching a lot of fish. And today the weather's beautiful, sunny and clear, and I'm going to go catch a few more myself.
Bart, that's so cool, and certainly great to hear that things are going as well as they are up there. I know, like we mentioned yesterday, you know, Whitney sent us a message just saying there was a lot of concern, plenty of water in the lakes, plenty of availability to launch your boat if your guy likes to bring your boat up there. And it's great to hear that not only are the lakes available, but as we're hearing from you, there's some really good fishing going on.
Well, you know, like Whitney was saying, you know, they planted 16,000 pounds of trophy trout in here. Now, those are 6-pounders and up. Now, I didn't catch any of those fish, but I'll tell you what, the fish we did catch were all in the 2 to 3 pound range.
Awesome.
There's a lot of healthy fish swimming around up here, and I don't see any sign of low water. Well, of course, you know, they've had some late April storms, so that may happen later in the year. We're in a drought here in California, but right now, I would advise if you want to fish the Sierras, get up here early in the season. It's phenomenal right now.
Bart, we sure appreciate you being our northern reporter up there. And I know that it's tough duty, but I'm sure I'm glad you did it.
Yes, it is tough duty. Fishing for a living is really hard.
Yeah, I know how much you love it up there, Bart. And certainly great to hear that Mammoth and Mono County and everywhere up there is experiencing such great fishing. Bart, appreciate it. We're not going to hold you up anymore. Go out there and get some more fish.
All right, great show, guys. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you, Bart. Sure appreciate the kind words and appreciate the report from up above. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Cedros Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spear fishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at CedrosTackle.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish fighting service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.